RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
If you've ever had that desire to travel, that wanderlust, you know, I am one of those people that tells everybody I know under the age of 30, go to Europe, go backpack, get the heck out of here, because once you grow up, life sucks and it's hard to get away. But if you can do it while you're young and see the world, boy, you sure will get really an eye-opening experience. My guest today is Norm Shriver. Am I pronouncing that right? Shriver?
Shriver, but close enough. Close enough.
Okay, Norm Shriver. He's a best-selling author, cultural mad scientist. I love that. And the enemy of the comfort zone. So, Norm, speaking of traveling, you know, and I just took my kids to Europe, 12 and 15, last year. I've gone all over the world, not like you, but I have. I'm not afraid to do that. What do you tell people when they say, I'll travel when I'm old? Or I can't do it just now.
Yeah, you know, for everyone, it's basically a personal decision, of course, what their comfort zone is or what they're looking for in a vacation. You know, there's folks who work hard all year and they have 1 week and they just want to lay out by a pool in some warm weather. So, of course, I don't tell someone what to do, but my take on it and how I've lived my life is get the fun, adventurous, crazy stuff and the wild places out of the way first. Because we could tell ourselves we're going to go back there later on, but that usually doesn't happen.
It's true. And you know what? You can go lie by a pool when you're 80, but you can't go hike Cinque Terre when you're that old. You can't go, you know, go through the wall of China when you're that old. Those trips are hard. They take a lot out of you. And so, you know, people look to traveling. So let's just start with some really great trips. What do you want people to know before traveling abroad?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to be prepared. Of course, safety is always a concern. So a lot of times there's a perception that it's so dangerous abroad. But most of the time, it's really just the same common sense you would use if you visited New York City or even your own, you know, home and you're out and about. But definitely being prepared and putting some thought and planning into it, you'll stay safe and save a lot of money, hopefully.
Speaking of money, you know, when we went, we brought euro and we brought pounds and, you know, so we brought actual cash. And then, of course, we had our credit cards and such. So the days of those checks and that kind of thing of whatever it was, Thomas, what is it?
Thomas Cook, I think.
That guy.
Traveler's checks,
Thomas Cook. I had a little brain freeze there. Those are kind of gone, aren't they? I mean, now you can use ATMs, you can use credit cards and bring cash as well.
Definitely. And it's good to sort of have all of those, you know, a credit card, a debit card. I found also that, of course, people get whacked so hard with the ATM fees when they go abroad. And some of these U.S. banks will charge their ATM fee. And then you get another fee at the destination. So sometimes it could be $8, $9, even $10 just to take out cash. But there are a few banks, like Emigrant Direct is one and Charles Schwab I use a lot, where they actually not only don't charge you a foreign ATM fee, but reimburse you for other fees. So that could add up to a little bit of savings if you have the right bank when you're out there traveling.
That's a great tip, Norm, because I know people don't always think about that, but look at your credit card before you use it and find out if they charge those foreign transaction fees. Because again, that can rack up the bills. And like Capital One, the venture card, they do not, but Citibank does.
And having the right credit card too.
That's what I'm saying is that credit card, they rack up those foreign transaction fees and boy, it can really blow you away when you get home and you look at your, you know, statement and you go, whoa, you know. Now, what do you think are some mistakes that tourists make that could possibly jeopardize their own safety?
Yeah, like I said, it's mostly, you know, there's two types of crime really when you go anywhere. There's the political, religious fundamentalists and, you know, all the craziness and you want to stay out of those areas point blank, right? So you don't want to go to an area that's just not wise. You're going to jeopardize yourself just being there. But then there's any place you go, any country, any city, there's normal street crime. So folks who sometimes they're on vacation or traveling and they let their guard down and they feel like it's, you know, tropical paradise and they start leaving their iPhone out and they leave their wallet here and, you know, their purse in the back of the taxi and, just being careless and not being aware of your surroundings and taking it lightly, I see, is a very common mistake that folks make.
You know, there's a lot of pickpockets in certain places. I know in Rome, certain buses that you take, there's those pickpockets are rampant there and at most big, huge tourist destinations like the Colosseum or you go to Buckingham Palace or you go, you know, to the Eiffel Tower and there's these guys trying to take advantage of you or the pickpockets as well. So you have to be aware of that. Now, what would you tell people if they're going for their first time? What do they bring with them?
Yeah, definitely to try to avoid. You're right. There's pickpockets are rampant everywhere you go. You know, I always try to wear shorts with, you know, a Velcro, zip or a button. So it's not as easy for someone just to reach in a pocket. Definitely put a wallet or any money in the front pocket, which is a lot harder for someone to bump into you without you detecting. And try to sort of bury it in pockets if you can. They also have those.
And don't you crack up. And don't you create, yeah, those belts. Don't you crack up those money belts. You see the older people in their gym shoes with their little money belts.
Yeah.
You know, and they're trying to tuck them under their shirts. I'm sorry, but I crack up at that.
I know. And I don't use those honestly because I'd spend my life, you know, wearing a money belt and that's just not a good look, you know, but
it's not a great look.
Because that might work, but you also want to be careful of women with their pocketbooks. You know, a lot of times folks will just go by on a moto or a motorcycle and grab it or someone will grab it and run. So. You definitely want to keep things close to your body and keep them, hidden or in a little button pocket if you can, a secured pocket.
And so I always sort of, especially when I went with my kids, I brought the whole medicine chest with me because I wasn't sure what I'd be able to get. And I had some prophylactic antibiotics and I didn't, you know, I mean, I figured by overbringing, I'm pretty safe. What do you tell people are the most important few things that they should bring with them?
In terms of the first aid kit, I would bring, of course, you know, any normal things like aspirin, Band-Aid, stuff like that. But if you have any allergies, if you have serious, you know, food allergies or nut allergies or bee stings, I wouldn't count on the medical infrastructure being as good as in the U.S., perhaps. So I would really bring that yourself and carry it with you. Of course, sunscreen. You know, a lot of people get way too burnt and exposed to the sun when they're in tropical climates. So those are some basics.
I agree with you. I think that you have to think about what your medical conditions are. And are you somebody who advocates bringing your passport around to all those destinations with you, or do you like somebody to leave it in the safe in the hotel room?
I'm a big fan of the safe in the hotel room. You know, of course, you can make a color photocopy or two of your passport and bring that around with you. And yes, if you're renting a car or getting on a plane, you'll need it. But other than that, anything that even credit cards or anything that you're not going to need with you daily, I'd lock it up in the hotel safe. And, you know, I'll usually bring one bank card. I'll bring a bunch of cash. And I even a trick I do, I even put a little bit of cash in the sole of my shoe, of my sneakers or what have you. And so if there's ever an emergency or I get robbed or anything happens, I have some emergency cash available.
That's a great idea. And I always like to tell people, as you say, to make copies of your passport, your driver's license, you know, birth certificates if you're bringing your kids, anything, because you never know. My sister had somebody reach in the window of the Eurail and grab her purse.
Yeah,
they reached in the window, grabbed it, and it was a pain trying to get that stuff back. Tell them where they can see more about you, Norm, because we're just out of time. But I love this topic. I could talk about this for an hour with you.
You got it. My website is Norm Wrights, W-R-I-T-E-S, normwrights.com. And I have my different books. I have a book out, Travel with Norm, with 500 travel tips, and a bunch of blogs and free information as well. So I encourage
Norm
anyone to
Wrights.
Go on normwrights.com, and they could even email me with questions.
Rock on. I want to travel with Norm. NormWrights.com. And yes, we're talking travel, but it's health related because we're talking about safety. So if you write me and say that wasn't health related, don't do that because that was a great topic and lots of fun. We've got more great shows. Stay tuned and stay well.